coming to me to speak to the tzibur. Gets up in the morning and starts a wonderful Devei Torah. I should preface by saying that I'm extremely tired. And the reason for that is I've been abroad this past week. Had a self-accommodation, which I spent 3-4 days together with my family, beautiful children, and then the last 2 days I spent with my Talmidim, who came to join me abroad. We actually got back last night about 12 o'clock at night. We spent an hour in passport control in the bedroom of the airport. So I finally got to sleep about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. The relevance, hopefully, will be, of me telling you this, will hopefully be obvious by the end. I went away originally looking for menucha, looking for a break, like we all sometimes do in this holiday period. And I figured I needed a little peace and quiet, a little bit of time to recharge my batteries, to go away, and I came back extremely tired. So I have to understand exactly what menucha means and exactly what I was looking for, this elusive commodity of menucha, of rest, because if it means just feeling that I was rested up from sleep, I think I definitely deserve a bit of a refund from the holiday. Because I'm definitely zonked and definitely very tired, so we have to try to do a little bit of introspection into what Menuch is. We get a few days off, the Goyim have off, and it rolls over to the Yidin, and we get off from work, some of us, and it's a time where we definitely get a few days to try to recharge, and to try to come to understand what Menuch is, what it means to get a break, and what we're searching for, and what is Menucha, and hopefully we'll be able to achieve it. First I have to define it, and then maybe we'll be able to achieve this Menucha. By the Goyim, which is not what we really should want to go into, because that will take a half hour in itself, is the holiday period is a time of very much of lack of menucha. It's a very time when the psychologists make a good business, everyone's very good and depressed. It's not during holiday time, it's when they come back and get back into work. The suicide rate amongst the Goyim is the highest all over the world during the holiday period. And whether that's based on the fact that the world is a very self-centered place, or it's built on Dimyon, of what people think and imagine, which they see over the holiday period, it falls through, and there's nothing there, and the very, very, the world which we live in. So therefore, in the holiday times, it, some people come to the realization that their lives really don't have as much meaning as they think, by the Goyim, and therefore, as much as they hype it up to be a holiday season, at the end of the day, fakir, by the Goyim, they don't attain menucha, and usually attain quite the opposite, when they finally get some time off, whether they drink their way into depression, or they end up there without drink. But mekomakom, by the Goyim, the concept of menucha is lost. But by the Yidin, we have the concept of menucha, we have to define it and try to attain this menucha, this rest, which we're all looking for during the holiday period. Menucha must have a definition, because we say on Shabbos, menuchas ava, menuchas nedava, menuchas emes. If we say menuchas emes, true menucha, that obviously a person could say, if there's such a thing called menuchas emes, then there must be a thing called menucha sheker. There must be something that if we're going to try to attain that menucha, and it's the wrong type of menucha, it's going to be menucha sheker. Obviously, it's menuchas emes, connotates menucha sheker. And obviously, besides for just menuchas emes, it's menuchas ava, menuchas dava, we see in Lashon of Mincha by Shabbos, so it means menucha is something which needs discussion, which needs to be talked about. Rabbi Yerucham explains, Yerucham from the Mashkiah from the Mir, when it was in Poland, explained that by a person trying to fulfill his Gashmi's sicker needs, a person tries to fulfill his needs of Gashmi's and think that will bring him to Menucha, it's quite the opposite. It's similar to a person who's drinking salty water to try to quench a thirst, or someone who's pouring petrol on a fire. Why? Think about it for a second. A person who's trying who wants to fulfill his Menucha, he wants to have peace of mind. So what is he going to have? Let's try to think of someone who, by fulfilling his Gashmi's needs, he can have peace of mind. He's going to have £1 million in his bank every single time. He comes to shul, they're going to give him shlishi, they're going to mechabed him, he's going to have usher and kovid, and all his gashmi's tikkun needs. And he's going to think that by attaining that level of gashmi's, that's how he's going to find his true peace of mind. He's going to finally have enough money and enough kovid, and everything's going to be good. But a person has set himself by trying to achieve menucha through gashmi's, that if any one of those small things are missing, if one day his bank account goes down, or one day he comes to shul and the guy doesn't say, give him the kovid which he thinks he deserves, or anything in Gashmias, which a person requires, as soon as it's missing slightly, or in danger slightly, a person's going to be all of a sudden, he's not going to have peace of mind, peace of quiet. And the Gashmias took a world, it's very, very difficult for a person to get across the spectrum everything he wants in Gashmias 100%. There's always going to be those little things which are going to be nudging him, which maybe today, or maybe yesterday, or maybe next week, or if it's good today, maybe next week it's not going to be like that. So trying to fulfill Menucha, peace of mind, and rest by fulfilling your gashmi is beginning. It's very difficult. Very difficult. It's a very difficult situation to achieve. To say echad mini elef, achieve it would probably be a good one. Very difficult, almost impossible to achieve. So what is menucha, and where do we find menucha? The place in the Torah where we find menucha is by Yisachar. Yisachar says, "Vayar menucha kitayf." He saw menucha and he realized that when he got his bracha from menucha, it was good. He got a good commodity. He got menucha, rest, we'll call it for the moment. Menucha, maybe we'll call it peace of mind, but he got menucha. Vayar menucha kitayf. What's next? What's the follow on the pasuk? Vayeshich b'lisba. He saw he got menucha. He saw he was going to achieve menucha. Vayeshich b'lisba. He put his shoulders down, lisba, to carry the yoke of which was put upon him. Which seemingly is a stira. Seemingly is a question. Menucha usually means rest. Simply, you want rest. So if he's getting rest, then the pasuk continues. Vayeshich b'lisba. He put his shoulders down to the yoke of work. Work, rest, it's going together. That's the definition of rest. The definition of rest is to carry the yoke of Torah which was put upon him. It might be a good, wonderful yoke. It might be Yisachar. It might be learning Torah. It might be a very gishmak azar. But to call it benucha is a question. It seems to be a stira, a contradiction. You want to give me Torah. You want to give me learning very gishmak. But don't call it benucha. Vayah benucha kitayv. You saw benucha was good. Vayeh shich b'vispo. So Bruchim explained as follows. He says the yisayid of menucha means that a person has direction. And he knows exactly what he's looking for in life. The opposite of someone who finds himself constantly in different matzavim. Constantly in different situations in life. One day is like this, one day is like that, another day is like this. A person who has direction in life. A person who knows that his direction in life, his true Torah, is to serve the Rabbi Nishon. So think about such a person who has that type of direction. So one day loses a bit of money, doesn't shake the boat that much. Why? Very passionate. Because at the end of the day, he knows his direction is he has a kivun, he has somewhere which he's heading, and he knows in that direction which he's heading, the things of life, the trials and tribulations of life, are very much insignificant. Why? Because he has direction. He knows what he's going. He has peace of mind because he has a direction. He knows where he's trying to head. He knows what his goals are in life. A person who has direction is trying to achieve a goal. So very much the different things that shake us up and don't give us that peace of mind and the winds of life which blow us from one corner to the other corner, he has the Rabbeinu Shalom to rely on, and he has the Torah which to explain the different service which come upon a person, whether it be Kaparas Avonis or the Rabbeinu Shalom giving him an Asoya, the test, but they're all much less insignificant. The person has much more peace of mind when he has that type of direction. Direction comes from Menucha. The person knows where he's going, not that he's blown to a different direction every day. One day he ends up in Aisher, next day Chas V'Shalom in Ani, one day he ends up in Mechubit, next day someone embarrassed. The person gets blown from direction to direction. I have a peace of mind, I don't know where I'm coming or going. Unless every day is different, one day Azoy, one day Azoy. The person's peace of mind comes from a certain direction. The person, certain kav, there's a medrash which I was trying to find this morning, I couldn't find it, which says, I think it's Mishnah Ovis, which says then Ephraim, like 20, you're like a sus, then Shloshim, you're like a person like a chamor, because he gets the oil of Parnasa on him. I think 40 is like a kite, is like a monkey. Shmoinim is gvura, Shivim. I forgot the exact medrash, but the medrash continues. The medrash says that's all not by a chamakoch. Chamakoch, who has the Torah, his entire life is one matter. The person sticks to the truths of the Torah, they don't get blown into this like 10 years of working and 10 years of Azai and another 10 years of his life for Azai. At least this year was like that and that year was like that. There's a kav. There's a certain achievement, a goal which he's trying to get to. And all the trials and tribulations of being blown from side to side seem to fall by the wayside. They become insignificant. That's menucha. Menucha means peace of mind. It's not a gashmistika achievement, menucha. Menucha doesn't come from sleep or from etc. Menucha is a ruchnistic achievement of where a person has ruchnistic peace of mind. Menucha is a beautiful muscle. He says it's like a soldier. Think of a soldier for a moment. A soldier is someone who needs the ultimate menucha. He needs to have menucha. He needs to have peace of mind. Why? He can have bombs falling on all sides of him. He can have his comrades in arms who are all going to be falling down and all going to be dropping, and these are all around him. And he's mamish, the noise of war, and before they used to go into war, they used to blow shofars to try to confuse the enemy. Everything's happening, and his life hangs mamish in the balance. He knows that he's mamish, he's going into a situation where 50% of the people the day before mamish didn't make it. So he knows, Mamish, this is tremendous. Bilbul Adar. It's not like a guy sitting in front of a court where maybe it's hanging in balance to go to jail. We're talking about a guy's life is hanging in the balance. He's tremendous menucha. So what would you suggest that you should do to such a soldier? To give him the menucha, they should be able to go and continue the war. So you think, you know what, give him a Mamish a good meal in the morning and fatten him up and give him, you know, Mamish anything he wants to do. And we find Fakert. How do they train a soldier? Very simply. They give him rations. They don't give him any food. They don't give him any gashmis. Fakert, what do? They train the soldier to keep his eye down the barrel, down the trigger, and to look down his gun and look for one thing, to have the enemy in mind. And all he should see through that barrel of his gun is the enemy. And he shouldn't see anything else. Don't think about your mishpacha, don't think about your food, don't think about your house, your comrades. Keep your eye down the barrel to the trigger and just concentrate on the enemy. The menuchas hanefesh, which they train a soldier for, is to keep himself fully directed and fully focused on where he's trying to head. That gives him menuchas hanefesh, because he knows everything that's happening, he's totally blinded himself from it. He kind of pushes it aside. He knows he has a direction which he has to achieve, and he knows his life depends on him going and fighting against the enemy, and therefore with that direction, he tries to achieve menuchas hanefesh. And it's emes. If you think about it, it's a good lamashal, because it's emes. That tremendous bilbul which is happening, they're throwing him from all over the place, and all that noise and all that commotion, he manages to raise himself above it by simply keeping himself focused. Focused to the task of war, of knowing what is his job on that, whatever piece of machinery he's talking about, or he's dealing with. But it's that focus that is able to raise him above it. As Dr. Biruchim says, that's Lamaisa, that's how a person is able to achieve Menuchas HaNefesh. Through Vayar Ve'etshech Belispo, through the oil of Torah, through the direction of Torah, through not being blown to the winds of all over, a person is able to achieve this type of Menucha. Lamaisa, we find this as well by going out of Mitzrayim. When they went out of Mitzrayim again, they were rushed. Because Rachel decided the Chipazim, they rushed them into the desert. Why? Because in order to Mekabel the Torah, the derech of being Mekabel the Torah was with this type of menucha. It had to be menucha. It couldn't be an Eretz Yisrael tachas gashmi. Each person underneath is where they had everything they needed in gashmius. But care, it was only through rushing them out, go to the desert. What are you going to eat? How are you going to travel? There are snakes, there are things in the desert. What are you going to do? The chipotim. But they went out with one direction. Because Prophet said, go, I'm going. Go, I'm going. Right? Well, anything else? No. Torah has to give, the Makabel has to be given in such a way where Klai Yisrael was totally focused on going to the Midbar to accept the Torah. Every other aspect of life of Gashmias was insignificant. It wasn't there. Dafka b'matana nachliyo, dafka in the Midbar. Lack of everything else, but just direction. I'm going to Makabel Torah. What about food? What about travel necessities? What about all this? No. I have direction. I'm going to Makabel Torah. If we could apply this to holiday times, which is actually not that difficult. We find that in the hustle and bustle of everyday life, sometimes the things which are most important to us, we lose direction. I.e. our family, our children, Baruch Hashem. I have four beautiful children. And sometimes in the hustle and bustle of life, you run off, you don't have the necessary time to give them. Shechayels give us who are much the nefesh for us on a daily basis. These are things which a person has to sometimes take time to direct himself and to realize how lucky he is. Our Abdus to Rabbeinu Shalom, our service to Rabbeinu Shalom, we run to davening in the morning, we daven shkos. But sometimes we need to sit back and redirect ourselves. And when we have time off, in the holiday time, where we can find a true menucha, the things in life which we take sometimes, unfortunately, for granted, sometimes if we have a time, so we get out of the rush hustle of everyday life. We get out of time, some time off work. We have time to spend our day. We're sitting at home, we have time with our children. I have time with such in my case, I have time with my children, my talmidim. The schus to be able to teach Torah is a wonderful thing. I sometimes forget it on a daily basis when I'm running to school and I walk into school a few minutes late and get a dirty look from the headmaster and, all right, what am I doing here? My talmidim, they come in, they're half asleep, but then I get to go away with them and I get to realize I'm teaching Torah to these wonderful talmidim. It's a tremendous schus. It's a direction which I don't get on a daily basis in the hustle of everyday life. It's a direction. It's a time for redirection. It's a menuchas hanefesh if we've been raised to it. Okay, usually the more a person, just by resting, of course it's not Menuchas HaNefesh. Menuchas HaNefesh is the redirection of a person to realize what we're trying to achieve, what we're going, what's important to us, and things that aren't important to us also have certain insignificance and should not disturb our peace of mind on a daily basis. So if we've come so far, is to first describe Menucha as Menucha is something which is not a gashmiistik of menucha. Gashmiistik of menucha is very difficult to achieve, and that's why the Gaon really can't achieve it. Because the menucha, just by resting for the sake of refreshing, recharging your batteries, if the direction you're trying to head is not a good direction, you can recharge and you might get going again and you might get back to work, but when you get back to work, you're not going to be any happier than when you started. So it's a very low level of menucha. A true menucha is a person which will give someone menucha hanefesh, peace of mind. And peace of mind is attainable through direction, through redirection, through realizing what's important in life. Through the Kerech of Torah, obviously. When I said this over to my Talmidim when I was away, so I had a question. The question was as follows. One of my Talmidim through the setback asked me the following question. He says, Rebbe, this is very nice. He says, you need this redirection. You want to spend time with your Talmidim and time with your family. He says, but what do you have to go away for that? Why can't you do it at home? Why can't you just sit down around the table and do it all? One day you call us in after shiur. We'll have shiur every day in school. And we'll come back and we'll have this little powwow of menucha to understand where we're redirecting yourself. But why necessarily the time off? Why does it require the time off from the run of the mill of daily life? That's the question which he proposed to me. So I'm gonna, in order to answer his question, I think I have to go into menucha in a slightly different angle. Try to go a little bit deeper into the concept of menucha. Right? So far all we've said is that menucha is the time for redirection. But why does that require? Why is that time to realize and to what's important to us require us to be off, to be slightly off from our daily routine? And the answer is obvious, and the answer is also really to be said on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is referred to as Yom Menucha. Shabbos is a time off, right? It wasn't the person has to ask, why does Hashem Baruch Hu have to give us this mitzvah of Menucha, Yom Menucha on Shabbos? Why can't he give it to us in the middle of the week? Every day, mitzvah of Menucha, person has a chiyuv, somebody has a chiyuv of Emunah, to believe in the Rebbe Hashem, has a chiyuv of Menucha. Whatever menucha is, person has a day of menucha. Why was it necessary on Shabbos Kodesh to give us the day of menucha? The day off, period, holiday from every single week. They have a holiday for a week called Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, day of menucha. Person has time off. Why was it necessary? Why is that? So I'm going to go into now slightly into the yonim of Shabbos. Try to learn from Shabbos what the yisoid of menucha is. A question has to be asked that generally when we try to describe the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we try to describe, because Baruch Hu Be'etzim is impossible for us to perceive or to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So we try to describe a HaKadosh Baruch Hu by midas which we understand. Rachum, merciful, chanun, and all the midas which personify good, we try to understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world through those midas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzim is way above anyone's comprehension. We try to describe the midas based on, we try to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu through midas, through all the positive midas which we see expressed in our world. So Shaila is like this. Menucha, is that something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that something which is positive or negative? Is that something that a person should be proud of? Or is that something which is a weakness of a person, that he requires menucha? How can we say that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yom Menucha, the day of menucha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nach, right? He stopped creating the world, right? It sounds, the person has to ask a question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to rest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't have gone creating on the world for another 7, 8, 9, 10. Couldn't create another few worlds or a space for us. Saying Vayonach has a connotation of weakness. So how can we describe, if we understand Menucha as a something simply, like we started out, if we understand Menucha as something, as because I'm tired, so I need to rest, how can we describe the HaKadosh Baruch Hu like that? That's something very mortal. As mortal human beings, we need to rest because we've worked hard. But to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads to Vayonach. What is this Nach? What is this business of HaKadosh Baruch Hu resting? How can we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as resting? We need to again to go a little bit further to understand, to extend the concept which we said. It's not a retraction, it's an extension of what we've said so far. We need to extend this concept. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu lead to be Nach? What's this not? Because the Baruch Hu needs redirection, so the Baruch Hu doesn't know what's important to him. So obviously, we need to extend by Menucha. But we need to recharge our batteries to realize that our wife and our Talmidim and the Rebbeinu Shlom is important to us. The Rebbeinu Shlom needs to do that. That's a weakness. We don't describe the Rebbeinu Shlom as anything that has to do with a weakness. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't need anything. The Rebbeinu Shlom is a HaKol Yachar. So what's the business of Vayonach? As the Rebbeinu Shlom needs to rest. That's a question which needs to be answered. The answer to that is, we find by, which Shmuel Shapinka suggests in his Sefer about Shabbos, is we find by Chet, by Averis. Averis is referred to as Oyes. That's something which tires a person, right? But when Esav came from the Sada, he was very tired, right? So Oyes from the Sada. Came back to, as I'll say, did five Averis. Oyes, the person gets very tired from Averis. Right? So if my tiredness comes from need to rest after Averis. Averis is very tiring, right? I was not physically tiring, but Averis is something which requires a person to nach, a very odious. Which adds a whole new meaning to what it means to be Vayonach. Vayonach means, Ayefos means really when a person is removed from his source of Ruchnius. A person is removed from his source of Ruchnius, he gets tired. Ruchnius is the real chius of a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created 6 days of Ma'aseh Bereishis, so those 6 days of Ma'aseh Bereishis put into action something called Teva, nature. And nature is something which, if not channeled correctly, could take a person to it takes a person to not realize the true Ribbono Shel Olam who's running the world. Ribbono Shel Olam created 6 days of nature. If a person looks at nature, he could fall into the trap of thinking that the world runs through nature. And there are tevas, the teva of the being, Ribbono Shel Olam created in isolation. So the teva, to a certain degree, is something which can retract, to take something away from Ruchnius, from its real source, to take it away from realizing true HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person goes to business, and he works in a day 9 to 5. And he knows that when he works from 9 to 5, he makes so-and-so amount of money. He works from 9 to 6, he makes a little bit more money. And 9 to 7, he works a little bit more money. So that retract, that takes away from the Ribbono Shel Olam, because a person starts thinking, but hey, there's a teva here. There's something in my 6 days of work that when I do this, X equals Y and Y equals Z, and that's nature, and that's teva, and that starts making a person, being master of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam starts becoming cloudy in the world, and starts to be master. That's Oye. That's like an Aveira. That starts removing him from his source of Chiyas. Chiyas is Ruchnis. It's Ribbono Shel Olam. He's looking in the world and realizing it's a farce. It's really Ribbono Shel Olam pulling the string there. So, Sheshes Yirei B'maisa and Chet, all these things, are Ayofis. They're things which make us tired. Come Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. That's it. We decided the whole world is going to be Shabbat. And there, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Noch. Noch means that the child is, Noch is another word. Is a synonym for the hisgalus of Ruchnius, for us to become and connect to our spirituality, to our Ruchnius, for the Ribbono Shel Olam to connect with us and to create that kesher with us. Shabbos is a big day. Shabbos is not just a day when we don't do malacha. Shabbos is the day when we don't do malacha. We stop the Sheshes Yimei Ma'aseh. But last days it's a Shabbos. We've got a lot to do on Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is holiday time. Holiday time meaning time for reconnection. Time for us to be connected with the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Ribbono Shel Olam to connect with us. It's not a pshat that Shabbos is time off. Yes, of course it's time off, but time off meaning that all the things that we do that make us tired during the week, that make us think that, hey, you know, maybe you know, this, I'm going to business and there's a question of Yetzim Yadi and there's all types of things going on and there's Tzoris and maybe I really have a bad rap, maybe I have a bad mazel. Chas v'shalom, there's Ribbono Shel Olam running these things. Don't let it shake you up. That's all insignificant. All the Rachman Fonsaris and all the things that people have to disturb them. Slowly. Shabbos Kodesh, everything goes to rest. The person realizes there's a Ribbono Shel Olam running the world. Ribbono Shel Olam wants to know that I'll bring Benucha. The person is minding that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam governing the world. And any Makkah that comes to a person is not really coming because Yanko wants to give him Tzaris. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam giving him an Asayin. It's not really coming from Yanko. So that makes a much easier world. It's not really you. It's not really me. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're going to have time from the Ribbono Shel Olam? Of course not. That's for Shalom. It's all the Asayin. It's all part of Olam Hazeh. It's all to reach Olam Haba. It's a whole different picture on Shabbos, which is Me'in Olam Haba. It makes everything much clearer. It makes the whole Sheshes Yimei Ma'aseh into one beautiful picture of the Ribbono Shel Olam running things. And those are all his messengers to run our lives. That's the Yisrael of Shabbos Kodesh. Which answers our Shaira. Why? Because Rabbi didn't just make Menucha as a mitzvah. Can't. Menucha has to come from this hispatlus, this business of not doing anything, of getting out of that Sheshes Yimei Ma'aseh, getting out of that run rat race and work from 9 to 5. You gotta take a break. You gotta take a holiday. You gotta have a Menucha. And from Menucha, then you'll be able to redirect yourself. What's important in life? I came across a Merdek Yerushalmi. So for me, it was a chiddush. It's very interesting. Yerushalmi says that there was a place called Tur Shimon. Yerushalmi says there's a place called Tur Shimon, which was Nechava, which was destroyed. And it was destroyed. The Russian Yerushalmi, let's read it inside. Yerushalmi says in Perek Dalet, Alocha Hey, of Eich Rabbo, Lam Nechava Tur Shimon. Why was Tur Shimon, which was the name of a town, destroyed? She Mesachkin B'Kador B'Shabbos. Used to play ball on Shabbos. And the Mefarshim say that when he used to play ball on Shabbos, it was 100% Kahalacha. let's say 100% kalacha means it was done with an Erev Chaseris and an Erev Nishtat, a Kasher Erev Nishtat, which everyone agreed to, and it was mamish l'mahadrin l'mahadrin, right? It was the Eidah Charedis, Tikka Eidis, Erev, and it was mamish, it was all legit. Everything was good. They used to sit and play ball on Shabbos. That's why it was destroyed. It wasn't, how do we understand that? How do you understand such a concept? It was destroyed because people play ball on Shabbos. The answer is very pushy. Because we have to realize, and I'm not saying it's an easy avodah, but it's an avodah we all have to think about. Shabbos is an important part of Klai Yisrael. When we talk about the benchmark for calling someone an Erlich Yid, we talk about is he a Shem or Shabbos. And Shabbos is not just one of those mitzvahs. Shabbos is the benchmark to see if the person is really an Erlich Yid. Well, is it Shem or Shabbos? He's already in the game. Now the child's a Vivite. Yeah, but the guy's a Shem or Shabbos. He's reached the benchmark. So Shabbos is a major part of Yiddishkeit, something which we all have to try to draw on and take from. Holiday time, which we get every week, Shabbos, is something which we have to take from. If we take that time and we play ball, or it's just a time to simply rest up our book, which the Rosh Hashanah wants us to do. Shabbos, 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 Tainug, the Rosh Hashanah wants us to rest from Gashmis and to be in a state of mind where we'll be able to be lastly to Shabbos, to make something of Shabbos. A person to realize they're crying, myself included, to take from Shabbos. Lasis for Shabbos means it's a time for a person to reconnect on his own level, on Tzaddikim's level, on their level, on our level, on a simple level. A person has to realize that Shabbos is a time not just of rest. Rest in itself is not something which is going to be Menuchas Ava, Menuchas Nedava, Menuchas Emet. It's not going to have all these shade players, all these names, the beautiful names to it. Shabbos, Menuchas is something which a person can glorify. First, to have time on Shabbos, to spend it with his kids around the Shabbos table, to come and to learn with his kids, or to learn by himself, or to learn, or to go to shul, and to have time. You're not rushing, and you're not driving, and you're not. If you have time just to recharge all of that and to refocus all of that, that's a chiyuv which we all have on us to make something of Shabbos. Fortunately, Shabbos gets lost because it just comes and we're tired and it's our avodah. It's like anything else, really. Simply an avodah, something which we lack is to Shabbos. For me, when I admonish Shabbos, for my personal. I'm sorry for so much to bring back it to myself. From my personal experience over the last week, from my Talmidim, to what I usually see is during the term, I see a bachur who comes into shir, and he learns a little bit, but then you go away with a bachur and you realize that this is a bachur with a personality, and he has milus, and he has kisraitis, and you're in a group, and you get to spend time with him. It changes the whole picture. My whole outlook on my shir is different after I go away with that. Because it's not just the boys I'm trying to pass information to. They become all of a sudden Talmidim. They're people. They're like me. They're like you. They have things that motivate them, things that demotivate them, things that they struggle with, things that they don't struggle with. It becomes a whole lively picture. First time time's off. Sometimes if he uses his Shabbos, if he uses his time off, he could sometimes come back and realize, you know what I was looking at yesterday, which was blue, today is green. It's something else. It's not just a person could take a Shabbos, and if he's zeicha, go back into the Sheikh's Tinei Masa, the tremendous feeling of menucha and direction.